Heidi and Becker from the University of Nottingham bring you A Pocket of Poetry on Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Welcome back to Pockets of Poetry and to our final episode. It's been an absolute joy to read and talk about all things poetry with you all for the past few weeks, and so we thought for our last week we'd focus on the theme of love. Romantic love, platonic love, the love we hold for our families, and perhaps the most underrated of all, the love we give to ourselves. Love shapes us, it's what makes us human, it's the very essence of who we are. And so Heidi, to end our little journey together, what poem about love have you brought for us today?
Well, Becca, the poem I have picked is Lines Depicting Simple Happiness by Peter Gizzi. This is a beautiful poem about the little specific details of loving someone. It shows a person's pure adoration of another and the joy you can find in the small moments. I think this is a poem we can all relate to in some way. So without further ado, here is my chosen poem for this week. Lines Depicting Simple Happiness by Peter Gizzi. The shine on her buckle took precedence in sun. Her shine, I should say, could take me anywhere. It feels right to be up this close in tight wind. It feels right to notice all the shiny things about you. About you, there is nothing I wouldn't want to know. With you, nothing is simple, yet nothing is simpler. About you, many good things come into relation. I think of proofs and grammar, vowel sounds, like A is for knee socks, E for panties, I is for button down, O the blouse you wear, U is for hair clip, and Y your tight skirt. The music picks up again. I am the man I hope to be. The bright air hangs freely near your newly cut hair. It is so easy now to see gravity at work in your face. Easy to understand time, that dark process. To accept it as a beautiful process, your face.
Thank you for that beautiful poem, Heidi. I absolutely loved it. And so, to talk a little bit about love, me and Heidi, we're actually both in relationships ourselves.
Guys, we're tied down.
We are. We're lover girls. So, Heidi, do you want to talk to us a little bit about love and what love is for you?
I think that Peter's poem, I feel like, really speaks to me in terms of what love is. I feel like love is just all of the small moments. Yeah. I think it's the little things that you do for each other. I don't think it's necessarily all about the big, grand gestures. I feel like little things, just like having them make you a cup of tea in the morning, just little things like that. I feel like that's what sums up love for me. I don't know if you feel the same way about it.
No, I very much think about those soft, intimate moments. That it has to be those small things in life, remembering 100%. Little details about you. I love that. I think grand gestures are beautiful, and I love rom-coms, and I love the idea of these big, beautiful gestures, but there is something so romantic about somebody knowing you so intimately.
I agree.
That's why I love love.
I have to ask you as well, what's your favourite date to go on?
My favourite, I love a chat.
A chat?
I love having something where we can just talk. I've never been one for a cinema date.
Like,
it's not really
No, especially not a first date.
No, I've done that once or twice.
Bad idea.
Because you don't speak.
You don't speak. You don't get to know each other. And I feel like that's the most beautiful thing about love. I feel like it's just getting to know somebody else and learning to understand somebody else.
100%. Do you have any date spots that you love?
Oh, I must say I'm a bit of a walker. I like a little walk together, even if it's just, you know, a walk around a local park or something like that.
Like Woolerton.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like just having a nice bit of fresh air. Again, time to have a yap, time to have a chat, time to get to know each other. And just time to slow down with each other, I think. So
I love that.
Becca, speaking of relationships, what love poem have you picked for us for this week?
Okay, so this week I have chosen the poem Wild Geese by Mary Oliver, and she's a poet that wrote about the beauty of the natural world. And I think we can learn a lot from the natural world, even in the way that we love, because love itself has always been natural and innate. And nature never questions its right to exist or whether it's deserving of love and affection. The geese, for example, don't apologise for flying home. And I think Mary Oliver reminds us that love should feel like that. Honest, unforced, and deeply natural. So in her poem Wild Geese, she's saying you don't have to be perfect to be loved, you don't have to earn your place, you just have to let yourself be who you are and love what you love. And I find that such a beautiful way to think about love. So this is Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair. Yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees and the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, No matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
What a gorgeous poem, Becca, and what a beautiful, beautiful message about love.
Thank you so much for listening to Pockets of Poetry, and it's been a joy.
It has indeed.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.